Good morning. It's Nadine. I missed your call. Sorry, I was on the other line. How are you, Blaine?
Honey, you're fine and doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Good. Listening to my worship music.
It's
Friday.
Honey, I understand. That's week's been hell. But I just got a call from, as bad as it is, say, some Arab lady. And was wanting me to pay a $5 or $6 or something to get my account verified.
No.
Or,
No. You didn't pay anything, right?
No. Hell no.
Okay, good.
And
good.
The woman said, that's fine then. We'll send you a confirmation and get your Google account removed. I said, okay, we'll fucking remove it then. I told her, I just paid a lot of money to have this account. I said, I know I'm not giving you $6.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. You know, and that's why, you know, if you remember in that voice verification, I always say, even if they call you to ask you for $5, disconnect that call. Do you have the number that they call from? By chance?
Let me see. Yes.
Okay. What's that number?
1-888.
Uh-huh.
294.
Uh-huh.
9312.
Okay. Yeah. One thing that I'm going to tell you, and I always stress this, we are never going to call you for more money ever, 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 other than the $249 that you pay a month. That is it. So you ever get a call like that, one thing that I can tell you, and let me go to your, I'm going to look at something really quick. I'm going to go to, when they set you up, when you did your client interview, did they go through like your security question? Do you remember that?
I think so.
Okay. I will tell you. So your security question, just so you know, right? What you could tell them is this, whenever someone calls you and says, oh, you have to pay $5, ask them, what's my security question? They'll hang up. Because if they know your security question, then they're going to tell you what your security question is. That's why we set it up like that. Okay? So, do you recall what your security question is, or do you want me to tell you what the question is?
I have no idea.
Okay. You set it up for your security question to be your mother's maiden name.
Yep.
Okay. Just so you know, that's a security question for you. It's your mother's maiden name. Okay. So I'm glad that you didn't give them anything because that is a robocall. I even looked up the number and they're a robocall. Let me tell you, I get them myself and I don't even own a business.
They had my address and everything.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I've gotten those like literally. So I have Verizon is my cell phone carrier. And just yesterday, Blaine, I got a call and it said potential spam, right? I don't answer it. If I don't recognize the number, I'm not answering it, right? I know if it's my bank, I know that it's going to be a toll-free number, but I pretty much know what it starts with, right?
The only reason I ever answer them is because sometimes the local splash comes up as spam.
Right, right. So, and which is something that they're working on, but always know that we call you from like an 877 number, right? Or unless someone's calling you from their direct line. But I'll tell you, yesterday I got this call and I listened to the voicemail and I couldn't stop laughing. Okay. They stated on there, Nadine Medina, and they gave my old address when I lived in Placencia. I live in Anaheim now, but they gave my old address, like the whole physical address. We're reaching out to you because of your business and you qualify for a loan to retain your employees. And I couldn't stop laughing. I told my husband, when did you start a business? He said, I didn't start a business. I said, well, according to this person calling me, we have a company out there. And he's like, oh my God. So trust me, they're out there. And I mean, they're giving my old address. Obviously not my new address, but don't ever give anything. Ever. Just, you know what? I had one client, this was like a year ago, they were telling him, well, we're going to just connect everything on Google. He's all, do what you got to do. I don't care. I'm not giving you guys a red stat.
That's what I told her. I said, well, fucking do it then.
You're like, have at it. Yeah. I've notated it that you received a call like that, so that way they're aware. Because, you know, we want to keep track of if something like that's coming through, because we need to stay on top of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because
so I'm glad that you called me.
She was wanting me to verify stuff for her, and I'm like,
if you have it, you should already know.
Do you know how much money I pay to already have this shit verified on Google? Like, no, I'm not telling you. It's fake.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. You know what? I've even had where they've tried to call me and say, oh, you owe collections, you know, blah, blah, blah amount of money. And this happened one time during a time when my grandmother was – I had gotten the call that we needed to go now to say our goodbyes. And so, you know, you can imagine the state of mind I'm in. Someone calls me and, oh, you owe this amount of money, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, okay – And I'm thinking maybe it's something from like my past. I don't know. So I didn't want my credit messed up. So I gave them my information. They said, oh, we're only going to debit $100 starting on this date. I said, please make sure to send me that email. We're going to send you the email confirmation, yada, yada. Well, you know, I'm dealing with my grandmother passing. The following day, something just told me, go into your account, Edie, and I go into my account. I had like $300, $100 charged like back to back. I'm like, oh my God. And I'm going through my emails. Never received anything. Call my bank and I'm like, here's the situation. So they immediately had to cancel my card. They had to like not freeze my account, but I had to wait 10 days for a darn card again. It was a mess. And they got me and I'm good. I don't ever do stuff like that. But needless to say, they're out there, you know? And so we always want to be on top of this.
I do have another good question for you while I'm on the phone with
you. Yeah.
I had set up for that app that, you know, people can call me through or whatever.
Yeah, the call tracking. Uh-huh.
How do I – what is the name of the app?
Okay, let me see here. Let me chat my manager on that end. Give me one second.
Because they were supposed to email me all that. And this, oh, what got me, what really made me think about it was the woman said, we are going to verify your tracking number. And I'm like, I just did that.
Yeah, uh-uh.
That's what got me. So I was like, no, I'm not paying you a cent.
Yeah, no.
I'm going to really mess with them next time.
Right. My husband's done that where he just gets them going and they're going and they're going. He was watching this YouTube video and it has this guy that they're trying to scam him and the guy's just going back and forth and they're like, what's your account number again? And he's like giving them these random numbers and they're like, okay, do you see it uploading on your screen? He's like, no, I don't know what's going on. Like he had them going the whole time.
I wonder how much they pay them to sit there and do this.
Oh, those are usually, like, guys back in, like, other countries that are just, like, scamming everybody. My mom got scammed. I was like, oh, my God. And she's an elderly, and she's always on Facebook, and we had to change her passwords and everything.
Especially my business, I don't trust anybody.
Yeah, he's telling me, make sure you get that number. He's all, he didn't pay it, right? Okay,
no,
did you get the, okay, he said, did you get the Splash app? What type of phone do you have? Android or iPhone? iPhone. He said, okay, good. He didn't pay it right. He's all, please make sure you get the number so that we can pursue all of this. I said, okay. And then I said, he needs it. Okay. He says, if you go to the iPhone, you're going to go to the App Store and it's Splash Call. Let me ask him. Splash Call under the App Store. Is there an email I can resend?
There's a Splash Phone. Local Splash Phone for business. Yeah, I guess that's it.
Is it, you said it's Local Splash Phone for business?
Yeah. Well, it's called Splash Phone.
It's called Splash Call App.
Yeah.
Splash Call App is what it's called, he said.
Well, this one says Splash Phone. It says Local Splash Phone for business.
Okay. He found one that says Local Splash.
It's got your old logo on it.
Oh, it does? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me take... I've never even looked at my App Store. I have an iPhone, too. I've never even looked at it. You know what? Now that we're on the phone, I'm going to look it up with you. I've never even looked at it. Can you believe that? Well, we always do something new every day, right?
And I don't know what the password is for the damn thing. Because they never emailed
okay,
it.
Okay, let me ask. Let me ask. Where?
I've got all kinds of emails, but none of them have my password for it in there. I may be not listening.
Let me go to, I can see what they sent you for the workspace editor. Splash Call app completed. Okay.
What is this? How long, when did I send it?
I'm taking a look at something. It looks like...
I have one from September
23rd. The 28th? Or 26th. September
26th? Oh, dumbass. It's right there in front of my face.
Does it have a password in there for you? Listen, it's Friday. You know what I mean? As long as I'm on the phone with you helping you out, I don't mind. I learn something new every day.
It said, once you've downloaded the app, you'll be prompted to type in your cell phone number. A one-time will be sent via SMS.
So you'll get a code.
I haven't got any message.
Let me take a look at something. I'm trying to see. Complete. Let me see something here if I can see where there might be a password. Is it still asking you to, it doesn't have you like enter like a password, like just.
Mm-mm. I'm going to try it on my iPad and see what it does. Because my iPad's what actually does my business, so it may work.
Oh, it does?
Except.
Oh, okay. But you do have the email there, right, where it tells you the steps?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I wanted to make sure you have that.
It just hasn't sent me a verification yet.
Okay. Are you checking your email? It said by SMS, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see something. I just want to notate it, asking him for $5 to verify his account. Told him if he didn't for his account and CT number. Told him that if he didn't, they would take down his listing. He did not pay them and told them to go ahead and take it down.
I wonder if they would be actually slick enough to do.
What they're trying to do is to give you, what these scam artists do, right, is, okay, you give them $5, right? They tell you, oh, it's for your call tracking number, blah, 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 you know? Oh, we're going to take down your listing. And trust me, there are some people that have done it. We're okay, and they give them $5. And we have to pursue, especially after those ones, right? That's why we always want to know if someone calls you from a number stating that you need to verify, you need, even if it's $5, we need to know because we need to make sure that that's being addressed. So they start, you know, they start a feed, right, where they know what numbers, and they're keeping track of everything. But I had one guy who did it, and these guys, what they do is when they get you to pay that $5, right, they now have information for your account, right, to your bank. So they're going to start doing whatever they can. I mean, my mom, I tell you, so on Facebook, she's always on Facebook, and she's elder, you know. She's always clicking on videos, and we tell her all the time, stop. We're always taking her computer to Geek Squad to get the viruses taken off and all that. But something came up on her laptop. And it was like, call this number for, it like blacked it out, in other words. She calls the number. My daughter hears her giving her bank information. My daughter's all, what are you doing? And my mom becomes irate with my daughter, cussing her out and everything. Get out of my business, blah, 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 right? My daughter calls me, Mom, Nana's giving her information over the phone to somebody, and they're saying something about protection. I'm like, oh, God. So, you know, I got to like, kind of call my mom and not act like my daughter's, you know, snitching on her. And my mom's like not even wanting to talk to me on the phone. Needless to say, we finally convinced her, call your bank and put a stop on that. But her bank, it's a federal credit union. So to make a long story short, because she freely gave her information, they told her we can't retrieve that money if it's over $200. So I said, well, lesson learned, right? She goes, well, it's just money. And I said, that's an expensive lesson, $200, when you're on a fixed income, lady. You know what I mean? Like, you don't give your money to nobody. You already paid for that protection through Geek Squad. Why are you trying to pay? Someone's asking you to pay? That's ridiculous. What's wrong with you? And I guess they attempted 3 more times to try to charge her account. So you got to be careful with those guys. But you know what? They got a live one when they called you, right?
Mm-hmm. I'll tell them go to hell.
Yeah, pretty much. Has the PIN code come through to you yet? Like that security code?
Yeah.
So that way you can, oh, awesome. Okay.
Because that's what made me actually think about the tracking number is because it said that, it said 29 people have actually tried to get a hold of you. And I'm like, the calls come through to my phone no matter whether I got the app or not. So come on.
Right. They'll find every way they can. Every way they can. They're scam artists.
I mean,
they're manipulators.
I ain't gonna lie. For like the first minute or two, she was pretty convincing. Like, she almost She's good.
You're like, gotta give it to you. Good try. A for effort.
I would give her credit for that. That was good. That was a good action.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Do you have the, do you still have your email for the dashboard where you can go in and check on your leads and stuff and your calls as well, your reporting system? Do you want me to resend that to you? I could resend it to you. It's going to have the link. The username, I believe, is always like your phone number and then your password. They send you a generic password. Let me send it off to you again.
Okay.
Let me see. Went downloading the Splash Call app. And resent his login for dashboard.
Do they not have a app yet?
They're working on that for the dashboard. You know what? I always, you know, and it's easy with iPhones. On your dashboard, okay, you can actually, when you're on your dashboard through your phone, you could save it as a favorite.
Yeah, kind of like bookmark it.
Yes, that's how I do. Like if there's certain things that I'm using and there's like not an app for it, what I do is I just save it as a bookmark or a favorite on my iPhone or even a shortcut because, you know, the iPhone's basically like a computer. I love the iPhone. We finally converted my sister-in-law to the iPhone because she was all about Android and, yeah, we finally told her, you need to come to the dark side.
Don't get me wrong. I love an Android. But it just seems like when you got an iPhone, they're 10 times easier to work.
Yes. Yes.
They're almost stupid-proof.
Oh, yeah. It was so funny because she, I'm just resending you your client dashboard reporting. So it'll have your username's your phone number and then your password. It's a password that we generate. So you could always change it to a password of your choice. Okay. So I just resent that to you.
Is that on, that's through the Duncan Electrical Services, right?
Yes. So when you go to that one, it'll say like local splash reporting, right? So you'll click on that link. And this is the one where you can view your profiles. You can see your keywords, how many times they clicked on your ad, how many phone calls you received. So it's your tracking and reporting system. So you'll put in your usernames, your phone number. You'll put your password as a password that they generated for you. And then it allows you to also change it as well.
So with the dashboard, what does that actually allow me to do?
It allows you to look at your Google Analytics, right? Meaning you can go in and see how many times you appeared in the search results, right? What keywords we have you listed for. You can view your profile, right? You can also track how many phone calls on that dashboard as well, aside from your app, right? The app just makes it more simplified for you from your phone. Okay. The dashboard is where you're tracking everything. Everything. So
what are you talking about that I can track on?
I'm sorry?
What app are you talking about that I can track on?
So you have the call tracking app, right? That's on your phone.
Yeah.
That one you can use to track your messages, your phone calls, right? From your phone. It's an app that we simplify, right? Now, when you want to look at everything else, right, what keywords do they have me listed for? Even if you wanted to add keywords, you can do that through your dashboard, right, which is the one that I sent you, the email with the link, username, and password. That's the one that you could save as a favorite, right, that link on your iPhone. But the dashboard, I'm sorry?
When I go to look up, like, on my phone, I'll type in, electrician near me.
Uh-huh.
Nothing pops up.
Give me a second here. Let me see. I'll tell you right now where we're at on everything. Okay, Google Business verified. Let's see here. Splash call completed. Facebook has been optimized. Photos optimized your listing. Okay. So your Facebook ads, those are up and running within 7 to 14 days, right? 5 to 7 days you're listed within the directories. So remember in the timeline, right? The first page placement on Google, Okay, we sent that in the terms and conditions. That can take between 30 to 45 days, but we do like, we would rather under promise and over deliver, right?
Yeah.
A lot of times though, Blaine, I've seen it where it has happened sooner. Okay. So when these things are being completed, right, you'll be receiving emails, SMS messages, because we're keeping you in the loop. Right? We want you to be aware of the work that we're doing and the things that are being processed and completed. So you don't think we're sitting back twiddling our thumbs.
I realize that 100%. And the thing that I was looking at, and the only reason that got me thinking about it was the other night where I had my business open for 24/7. So I got on there at like 8 or 9 o'clock. There was no other businesses technically open besides Lexington businesses.
Uh-huh. And so that's important, right? In fact, I think I have you down as 24/7 emergency services. And when they completed your client interview, it was verified that 24/7.
Yeah. So that's what, and like if you click on my, like you type in Duncan Electrical Services, it pops right up. But whenever you type in electrician near me, it's like 9 or 10 o'clock, it don't come up.
Yeah, and that's probably because of the optimization. Give me a second here. I'm just looking at some things right now. Business updated name on Facebook. See that.
I haven't even looked at it.
Yeah, I'm taking a look. I can chat customer service to kind of review everything, right? I know they've been doing the work on it because I see all the notes and what's in the queue and what's in process. So
the Facebook name still hasn't been updated.
Yeah, I know Kyle was added. I saw that because I was reading all the notes too. Because I'm like, okay, I want to see what's going on here. Okay, client answered. Okay. Let me see. So let me chat them. Client needs contact. Blaine is asking. When is the name change on Facebook going to happen? And you gave them access, right, to the Facebook page as admins?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Yeah, I saw that there was a note that said Kyle's been given access. Okay, and also want to know and make sure he is showing on Google as well for 24/7 emergency. Okay, so I just sent them a note. I wanted them to reach out to you to kind of review your account with you, right? You want to ensure that you are coming up for the 24-hour emergency services because that's super important. I also notated in there that you want to know how when is this going to change for the business name on Facebook, right, that's being updated. I know that access was already given to Kyle. So, if I'm not mistaken, I'm taking a look.
How, like, now I know it says, like, front page Google.
Right.
But, like, how high up? Like, am I going to be, like, one of the top ones that pop up, or how does that work?
So, depending on your area, right, depending on the keyword and the search terms, right, we can never say, Blaine, okay, And Google couldn't even tell you this, right? Oh, Blaine, you're going to be number one on there when they're searching for an electrician, right? There's just, it's an algorithm. So our technicians, this is why we are consistently maintaining your account, because they know which keywords and search terms to utilize to make sure that you're coming up in the top there, right? We always say you're going to be on the first page. We can't tell you you'll be number one or number five or number six. It's going to depend on the search term. It's going to depend on the area that they're searching from. But we make sure that you're coming up on that first page, because that's where the 90% searches are starting and stopping. No one goes to the second page, right? Very rare. I mean, I think I've gone to the second page maybe twice, right? When I was looking for a plumber, in fact, because no one was actually answering the phone. And some of them were already booked, right? They couldn't get to me. And plumbing's an emergency, right? Just as well as electricians. I mean, if you got something going on with your electrical in your home or what have you, like, it has to happen now. You know what I mean? You can't wait on it, right? So that's how it works. Like, even now, let's see. I'm going to look.
That's why I make sure that everything was, like, 100%. Oh, and I'll tell you another fun. I shit you not, probably, I'd say, the first month after I come with you all.
Uh-huh.
It was probably day, what, two times a day probably, that people were calling me and, well, we have a opening spot on the first page of Google. After like the fifth one, I caught on, so when the guy opened his mouth, I repeated everything to him. He's like, how'd you know what I was going to say? I said, because I've heard this same sentence, you know, probably like 30 times already.
No way.
I swear to God.
You know what? So here's what happens, right? We've been in business going on 18 years this December, okay? So because we've been doing this for so long, there's a lot of companies out there that mimic what we say. I'm not going to lie to you. You know what I mean?
What you say?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. So, you know, and trust me, I've had clients that said, literally when I got off the phone with you, Nadine, I just had four people calling me right now. And I'm all, yeah, I mean, they're out there. What happens is once you start having more online presence, right, you're going to get people calling you. You're going to get people telling you, oh, well, I don't even see you on the first page of Google. You know what I mean? Oh, really? You're working with them? Like, I had a client, and I was able to listen to his recorded calls, right, because we can also track your calls because we want to ensure that we don't have other, like, we've had where a company has literally told a client, hey, so I'm reaching out to you because of your local splash. How would you even know he was with the local splash, right? So we actually were reporting it because that company is, like, basically trying to just smear us and take our clients. Like, that's foul. And they're out there. Right? And they mimic what we say because they know what we do. We do a good job. That's the whole problem.
One of those guys was a dick. He said, I tried to call you back last week. And I said, dude, no, you didn't. I said, I remember your voice. I said, you tried to call me at one time. You never called me, you know, after that. He said, well, you know, are you still interested in getting on the first page of Google? I said, bro, just like I told you last week, I said, somebody's already done it. He said, oh, and hung up.
Wow. That's rude.
What?
That was rude. Wow. Yeah. I mean, there's clients, you know, potential clients, right, that I've followed up with, you know, when, if they didn't, you know, move forward at that time, when I see a position reopens up, I have a list of, you know, potential customers that I always keep a list of that qualified at one time. And so I like to give them the opportunity, right, if they want to jump on it. I know sometimes it's just not the right timing for people. They're booked out or what have you. And when they've told me, oh, Nadine, I already signed up with someone, I'm like, okay, awesome. Glad to hear that. At least you're getting it taken care of. Appreciate your time. And I hang up. But I'm not going to be foul and rude to them because you know what? Those are the ones that remember. You know what I mean? Like, I remember that gal was pretty cool about it. You know, I've heard some that have said, listen, they made me feel like I was an idiot because I didn't sign up with them. And that to me is like poor customer service. Like, you got really bad manners, you know?
There's some of them that as soon as you tell them that you're signed on with someone else, you know, they click. I'm like,
yeah.
You could at least tell me go to hell or something, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like, where's your mannerism, you know? Just so you know, Blaine, I did a search. I put electrician near, and I just put your zip code, right? I didn't type in your company name or nothing. I see Bookman's Electrical Services. There's like two ads, Bookman Electrical Services, and then there's an ad for Electrical Contracting Service, right? Those are the Google ads. Those are the ones that are on a rotation. And then underneath of that, I see Amtech of Kentucky, DME Services, E&L Electric, Reliable Electric, Servco Electric, Fayette, and then I see you right underneath of that on the first page.
It might just be my phone where I'm like the owner of the business or something. But every time I type in electrician near me, I don't ever come up.
Well, remember, if you're on your phone, right, it's going to recognize the IP address, your locations. Remember, your location's on. So if you're not in that zip code and if you're a little away, it might not pull you up like that because you're looking from your phone. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
Like, I live in Anaheim, but I work, obviously, in Fountain Valley. So if I'm looking for, you know, something near me, it's going to recognize my location of where I'm at. So it's going to pull up whatever's in Fountain Valley close to me, unless if I type in near Anaheim and my zip code. Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. But, yeah, I do see you on the first page. So, I mean, you're getting a pretty good traction there already. I mean, and we're only in the second week. You know what I mean? So, but they should be contacting you, right? You're like, come on, let's get it going off the hook now. They should be contacting you within 24 hours, okay? Maybe sooner. It just depends on how bombarded they are. But I did send off the two notes regarding to review, you know, where the status is and about your Facebook name being
changed. Well, my woman just looked it up on her phone, and I'm the fourth one down.
See, there you go.
It might be
because, again, depending on where you're searching it from, the location. Remember, even on iPhones, it's like having a little portable type of laptop, right? Is how I call it. That's why I always stick with iPhone. I'll tell you, because of the security and everything with it. It's got cookies, right? So sometimes it's like if I'm looking for something, it'll automatically start typing in what I'm looking for because it remembers that search. So if you don't click, sometimes you got to clear your cookies on there too. I've never even cleared the cookies on my phone, but I mean, it could be, I don't know, but she did find it as number four, right? So see, for her, it comes up number four, but for me, it's coming up a little further down. So, I mean, that's good, though.
It may honestly just be on phone preference at this point.
But I'm glad that you guys are able to see it, though. Okay. So just be expecting a call from them. I'm going to say within 24 hours to be safe, although it could be sooner, but I have notated the account about the phone number that called you, what they said, and what you told them. So just so they're aware. Okay.
Well, I appreciate it.
You are so welcome. I hope you guys have a very blessed weekend.
You too.
Thank you, Blaine.
See you.
Bye.